everybody.
Hello.
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 It is us.
Who are we?
Well, I'm Henry.
I forget. Am I Jake? I'm Jake, right?
Are you?
Maybe. What is Jake?
If I'm Jake, then what are you?
Huh?
If you are Henry, what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who are we? When are we?
Doesn't matter.
Why are we?
Ooh. What is this?
This is a show.
A show?
On the radio.
What radio?
I feel like that's already a thing. What radio?
No, that was old news.
Ah. I think you're also right about that. Well, this is a station, I believe.
Yeah, which, what?
Well, I believe it's also called WJRH.
104.9 FM?
Yeah, and Lafayette College.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Easton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, PA. Yeah.
Good stuff.
And I guess that makes me Henry.
I must be Jake.
Yeah.
So that means that sometimes there's music?
Yeah, sometimes there's music.
Huh.
I feel the birthdays in my
Yo.
Yeah.
That was music.
I love that song.
Hello. Wow. No, go away. No.
I guess we go again.
Why is it? No, that. Why is the radio set up on Spotify? That's the exact wrong thing for this.
Yeah, that's
this is horrible. I need to fix this immediately.
We need to fix this immediately. But we're going to be fixing it.
I'm not even on the board anymore, and I'm still the one that fixes things. I don't get it.
For all you listeners out there, just imagine that you're staring at kind of like one of those like brightly colored, brightly multicolored screens that has testing in progress or work in progress or something like that in order to make up for the fact that we are correcting our technical mistakes.
We don't need to hide it. It's just...
No, I wasn't saying hiding it, just like highlighting it more or less.
Oh, okay.
All yeah.
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah. We hide nothing on this show.
Fair enough.
Except for words the government deems to be inappropriate.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Arbitrarily, well, more or less.
Well, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Since this is radio, right?
Is it?
Every form, I think so.
No, yeah. Okay.
Every form of media, of course, has its own limitations. So we can. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Radio is purely an auditory medium.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So we could theoretically be hiding a lot of things.
Oh yes,
and nobody would ever know. For instance, we could both be naked right now in the studio, and nobody would know any different.
There could be a large ostrich sitting to your immediate right.
Exactly,
and no one would know.
Is the ostrich also naked? Because I feel like that's weird.
When is it not? I guess there's a little top hat on it or something. But
you don't dress up your ostriches.
I mean, occasionally when they have like galas to go to, and little like appetitos, you know.
Is this not an event? Are you not entertained?
I wouldn't necessarily call this an event worth dressing up to.
All right,
I believe it's event and it's event. It's an event worth dressing for, but not up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that I am wearing slippers. So
I'm wearing a watch.
So am I.
Oh.
Huh.
Would you look at the time?
Yeah. What do you know?
Yeah. Amazing things, ostriches.
Very lonely creatures, I found.
Quite flightless.
Yes. Yeah, it's a strange and lonely existence to be.
Very long legs for the size of their body.
Yeah.
Long necks as well. So some call them the giraffes of the bird family.
Hmm.
Some do. I'm not sure who, but some I'm sure
yeah.
do.
Yeah. You know, some people call you the giraffe of this show.
I would not deny that fact.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Here's the Beatles.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Church and was buried along with her name.
So.
And we're back.
We're back. And we back. And we back. And we back. And we back.
We have returned.
Yeah.
From the depths below.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the Idiots Strike Back.
Uh-huh.
Episode 5.
We back. Is it really episode 5?
No, it's episode 4.
Ah.
This is a new dope. We're the dopes.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually thinking about that, because, like, right now our episodes are all titled just, like this is titled S1E4.
Mm-hmm.
Like a TV show.
We should come up with better titles.
We should. I want to keep them numbered like that, but I feel like we can add text afterwards.
Oh, we also got to, like, beef up the descriptions, too.
Yeah, well, we got to go through it. We got to give this whole thing a good once-over.
Make it a bit more spicy.
Yeah, you got wax on, wax off, get it nice and cleaned up and shiny and ready for the car show this weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Yes.
Anyway, so I was thinking.
Yeah.
Actually, because when I made these, I was like, episode 1.
Yeah.
Are there any puns I can make off of the Phantom Menace?
Are there?
I mean, if you have any, lay them on me. We can totally put that in there. We can go through all
now
the Star Wars
this
movies.
This is DJing.
Exactly. Exactly. So the Phantom Menace, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep the, obviously.
Mista have a radio show.
No. It has to be based on the words, the Phantom Menace.
Oh, I see.
It's because it's episode 1, the Phantom Menace.
What happens when we get past like episode 9?
9?
Yeah. Have they released a title for 9 yet?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Yeah. So then.
Well, then we'll come up with something else.
Oh, okay. We'll start going by, like, Air Bud films or something.
Or, like, Fast and the Furious.
That, too.
I don't know, but the Phantom... What can we do with the Phantom Menace?
The Phantom...
I don't even dentist.
Know. How does that relate to DJ? Yeah, the Phantom Dentist. Let's go with that. Time for some spooky dentistry. It's that time of the year again.
Oh yeah,
Halloween's fast approaching.
Yeah, I skipped my dentist appointment this year.
I
figured I would know when my teeth start to fall out. So, like, all they ever do, I go in, they make sure they use a little pointy thing, make sure I have all my teeth.
Mm-hmm. They don't clean your teeth? And
I'm getting it. Yeah, okay, then they brush my teeth.
Yeah.
And I think they usually floss them for me.
Uh-huh.
And then they make me spit in the cup and give me a toothbrush and say, I'll see you in 6 months. So, like, I can do all that in the bathroom at home. I'm good. Right?
Yeah, but what happens when you get a cavity?
I have gotten a cavity. So I've had one cavity in my life, right? Went to the dentist for a regular checkup. They were looking around, and they were like, oh, you have a cavity. You need to go get that filled immediately. And I'm like,
gasp.
Okay. Wasn't bothering me. I don't need to go do this now. If I hadn't gone to the dentist, I wouldn't know about the cavity, and I'd be completely fine. That's how that works, right?
I don't think so. I mean... It's not a problem until it's a problem, and then it's a big problem.
Huh. I don't know. I've had a root canal.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that suck?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, I did not feel a single thing.
Wow.
Yeah, they shot me up with a bunch of Novocaine in my gum, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did the root canal,
and
then I went home. Mm-hmm. Novocaine wore off. I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
It tingled a little bit when I eat hot pasta. That was what I, immediately after the root canal, we went across the street and got pasta.
That's, really?
Yeah. It's delicious. It was delicious pasta.
I'm sure. All pasta is very delicious.
If I remember correctly, it was like a pesto cream sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ravioli.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting combo.
That must Might have been tortellini, but it was like a pasta with cheese inside.
Must have paired well with the Novocaine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, just in terms of dental care in general, I feel like once you get a toothache or once you get some kind of dental problem,
mm-hmm.
something quite annoying. It's one of those kinds of pain that you can't ignore, as it's like kind of a constant. I don't think we ever really think about how much we're like constantly like mashing or gnawing or biting.
Oh yeah, no. Carolyn's been telling me she has a she like chewed the inside of her cheek off because she was stressed about something like I want to say like 2 weeks ago now, and it's like still sore because it's the inside of her cheek.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Airing out Carolyn's medical.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a. It's quite the.
I don't know. It's an anecdote. It doesn't matter.
It's quite the odyssey.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
But I don't know. I don't think
she could probably use some Novocaine for that, right?
Yeah. I mean, like it's definitely very, very potent. It's not for everybody, but it has its right place and right time.
I find Novocaine to be not potent at all.
Well, I mean, like, it certainly...
It just makes your mouth numb, and then 45 minutes later, you're regular again.
I think we need to specify which Novocaines we're talking about.
What? No, Novocaine. It's one particular thing.
Like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z-Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold dawn. She handed me an ice blue, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the bad. At least she working, but girl, I can't feel my face. But I'll be smoking anyway. Taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you, me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb, love me now when I'm gone, love me none, love me none, numb, numb, numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen, for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on the model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a field and I never had. Trying to get it back, you pick it up, put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. Quite like what I found, you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine? pity, pity. All the pretty girls involved with me, making pretty love to me, pretty. Pity, pity.
Hello.
Hey, what up?
It's me.
It me. It's a me.
And
Mario. oh boy, squeaky chairs. Why do we not have WD-40 at the station?
That's a great question.
I honestly don't know. It's
my
essential.
Chair's nice and fine.
I know, but mine is squeaky, and I have the big chair.
Squeaks can be fine though. They can be interesting interjections.
This is
if timed correctly.
Yeah, this is the captain's chair. The captain's chair shouldn't be squeaky, though.
Do you want to switch chairs, and then I can be the captain now?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm the captain now.
Great movie.
All right,
Great movie.
It was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you pointed out that we have not mentioned anything we've played on the show so far.
That's very true.
Should we even bother telling it, going back and just being going through it, or do people not care? What do you think?
I think everybody who's listening right now, if anybody, but you totally are, we love you. For everyone who's listening right now, if you do want to know what it is that we're playing, you can go online to wjrh.org. That is W, like the letter W, J, like the letter J, R, like the letter R, H, like the letter H, dot, like the punctuation, O, like the letter O, R, like the letter R, and G, like the letter G.
Okay.
Finally, that's wjrh.org.
Like the website.
Like the website.
Right.
On the
Today's
internet.
Episode is brought to you by Henry Condon.
Yeah.
And Sesame Street, apparently.
And Sesame Street, yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the count. I'm going to count to 10. Yeah. Yeah. So if you are interested, you can go to wjrh.org to find a list of all of the song titles that we played. It corresponds to
the order that we played them in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
for instance, the first one we played.
Yes.
Right at the bottom.
Yeah.
Or actually, well, on the website, it'll show up right at the top of the list, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then the second song we played, directly below that one.
Yeah.
And then the third one, which we just played, right below that.
Really?
Yep.
I was not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Bam.
That's,
surprise.
Yeah. That's,
you want me to really throw you for a loop?
Right out of left field. Oh, I don't think I can take much more.
The next song we play
uh-huh.
will be directly below that
oh
one.
Oh, my God. That is phenomenal.
Hey, Owen, shut up. Sorry, keep going.
Was there... another one beneath that, or is that just too much to ask?
Well, we'll find out.
Fair enough.
So you came to me today.
I did.
On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Yes.
And you ask of me this favor, right?
Yeah.
That you want to read on the air.
Oh, yeah. The story.
This thing that you have written.
Yeah.
And,
It's a good story.
You know that on the day of my daughter's wedding,
uh-huh.
a real Sicilian cannot deny a request made to him on this.
Well, I mean,
the day of my daughter's wedding.
It was either the story or the cannoli, and I chose the story.
So you can do this thing.
Thank you.
But sometime in the future,
uh-huh.
I may call, and that day may never come, I will call on you to do something for me.
And when you do, I'll be there for you.
At your leisure. Please go ahead.
This is called A Good Life. I don't have much time. You need to hear what I have to say before my time runs out. Although you can distract yourself from this truth, you shouldn't. It's willful ignorance to wish away the end. It deprives you of enjoying the beauty of the here and now. Take a minute and imagine nothing. What comes to mind? The space between these words? The expanse between the earth and the sky? Whatever it may be, you require a reference point of something to understand nothing. It's not easy to conceptualize nothing as total absence. Now think about us. What are we? What are we doing here? Where even is here? How did all this start? The smartest say it started with a bang, and a rather big one at that. But what was before? The answer lies before you now. Nothing. How can something start from nothing? Why does any of this matter, you may ask? Possibility. That is the key. To live through possibility, to truly believe it, is to live with pure contentment. If you believe in possibility, you believe everything started from and will end with nothing. Things will get worse and better. Everything is equal in being something and not nothing. This existence is paradoxical. To believe in possibility is to believe anything is possible in our lives. We can create meaning from universal meaninglessness. It's our ability to hope and pray. You need to realize that the control we have over our decisions, this awareness of ourselves, is an evolutionary gift we constantly take for granted. Ponder this. It is within your power to do whatever you want with your life. Isn't that absolutely incredible? With possibility, we have control over our time. To control time, you need to know, reflect upon, and understand the past. Accept the infinite possibilities of the future and act with purpose in the present. By believing in possibility, you free yourself to do or be anything in the future. Think about what you want. Anything. You can have it. You just need to pick something and stick to it. But don't focus on the future for too long. You'll lose yourself in the options and fear what you find. After that, consider the past. Use it to make sure you are picking the best future for you and everyone else, and that you get there in the quickest, easiest way. Remember, others will remember you when you're gone. But don't focus on that last part for too long. You'll lose yourself in the specifics and hate their permanence. Now, take action. No distractions. Use the present to take the best steps needed to reach your best future. This takes practice. A lifetime of practice. Practice this to truly enjoy things while they last. Go revel in the beauty of nature. Go love the ones you love. And go live a good life knowing you're living it well. So go. Remember, you don't have much time.
That was spoken word poetry from Henry Condon.
Thank you.
And now for something completely different.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said, all you're really given is the sunshine. The sky started to it's not. Sometimes you got to get along.
What up?
Not much.
All right.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are up, but some fewer things that are what's.
What?
What's up?
Huh? Oh, I asked you.
That you did. And I said not much.
All right.
What's up with you?
What's up with me is Owen is blowing up my phone over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, what is Owen saying?
Well, a lot of complaining.
Why is he complaining?
Who knows?
Yeah, good point.
But,
sorry, Owen.
Also, he had a song request.
Ooh.
And I thought it was seemed sort of like it would be interesting. I'm willing to give this a try.
Okay.
I've never heard this song. I know what it's a cover of. But I have never heard this version of the song.
So you've heard the
I've heard the original. Gotcha. The original is a Pink Floyd song actually from their first album.
Oh.
Piper at the Gates of Dawn, great mm-hmm. album. Mm-hmm. Real, real weird. Like bananas insane.
Absolute bananas?
Complete bananas.
So we're not talking about papayas.
No, bananas.
Wow.
This is like B-A-N-A-N-A-S bananas.
This is alarming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Gwen Stefani bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is some quite alarming bananas.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. But anyways, so apparently
mm-hmm.
Les Claypool and want to say Julian Lennon? Maybe Sean. Hold on. Let's find out. I have no idea. Let's see what Google says.
Mm-hmm.
It's the band is called the Claypool Lennon Delirium.
Mm-hmm. That's a great name.
It's Les Claypool and one of John Lennon's kids, but I do not remember which one because
Claypool Lennon Delirium.
Sean Lennon. It was Sean Lennon.
Sean
I was
Lennon,
right.
I
yeah.
see. Okay.
All right. Anyways, so
he's the oldest, right?
No, I think Julian's the oldest.
Oh yeah.
I could be. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sure, it matters to him, but...
But in another way, it matters so much.
The point is that they put out an EP in 2017 that appears to be entirely covers. I recognize... It's four songs. I recognize three covers,
mm-hmm.
and there's one more song on it. I don't know if it's a cover or not. I don't happen to recognize the title.
Well, if patterns are... Patterns, then
maybe they
is.
Did three covers and an original. That's yeah, that's maybe. Distinctly possible.
Yeah, it's totally possible.
That was a single.
It is a possibility.
So
yes.
Regardless, they covered "Astronomy Domine" by Pink Floyd. They covered mm-hmm. "Boris the Spider"
mm-hmm.
by The Who, and "In the Court of the Crimson King" by King Crimson. Great song, by the way. And then there's a song called "Satori."
Satori.
Yeah. Satori. We're gonna play "Astronomy Domine."
There we go.
And this is approximately what it sounds like.
Making the environment and people and animals disposable, and the cost of living is
we
that was a different area.
Yeah. Well, you know, why come back to planet Earth now?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Should we just stay out there?
Mm-hmm. For a bit.
All right. See you in a few minutes. Just give me 1 second. I have to go clean my brain off of the back wall of the studio.
You gotta go scratch some of that gerzel off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was something.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
That was a
sweet baby Jesus.
That was a period of time. Those are some good songs.
Yeah, man.
I think we need a little something mellow.
Palate cleanser?
Yeah, like just clean out our ears a little bit here. Like a musical Q-tip, if you will.
Is this jazz?
No, not quite.
Oh, okay.
Not quite. But it's very nice. We can do jazz after this. But I think this is the right move. Do you trust me, Henry?
Yes.
Yes?
More than less.
Reasonable.
Yes.
Well, here it is.
Short answer.
Everybody take about 3.5 minutes to cleanse your audio, your auditory palate here. Yeah. Here we go.
Than the sun, and the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. You know I will be coming home. Yeah.
So nice.
Is everybody feeling better now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes, we are.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's all three of me.
What?
What?
So,
yeah.
That was nice. I think we all needed that.
Yeah, I think we did.
It's nice to get far out sometimes, but you always got to bring it back.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring it back.
Bring it back down to earth.
You got to ride it through and make it smooth.
Make it smooth.
Make it smooth. Small boy.
Smooth.
Yeah. Smooth.
Anyways.
Smooth like butter.
Butter.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter
jelly time.
And
peanut
jelly. Jelly time. Strawberry
peanut
jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. What am I spelled back? Peanut butter jelly.
Raspberry peanut jelly.
What?
Raspberry jelly. Jelly. Jelly jelly Jacob. Jelly jelly Jacob. Jelly jelly Jacob Collier.
Here we are, all us together, it's you and I. God has made us fall in love, it's true.
Yeah.
Very good. So that was...
That was you and I.
That was you and I.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's going to pretty much do it for our show today.
Just about.
Any final words, Henry?
Don't waste your time, people. You've got this. Do what you want to do. Do it with purpose.
All right, and we'll see you next week, I guess. And with that, we bid you good night.
Lay down, my dear brothers. Lay down and take your rest. I want to lay you here upon your Savior's breast. I love you, but Jesus loves you the best, and I bid you good night, good night.